What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her uncle passed away when he was just 4 years old. Is he still around and trying to play with his nieces and nephews?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the complete and massive archive. You can sign up today through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at Ghost Podcast. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon is here today.
Bonjour.
I thought you were going to say bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit. No, bonjour. See, I've been watching the Olympics.
Well, so Kathy and I did things a little bit backwards since she has been my nurse since my hip surgery. But we didn't watch the opening ceremony until the last day where we watched both of them.
Because I think the opening ceremony was maybe you had your surgery or
the
something.
The opening ceremony, Kathy and I, before I had my surgery, we had this blowout weekend in Kansas City where we went to 3 Cubs games because I knew I was going to be laid up for a while. And I'm like, I want to go watch the Cubs Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And that's what we did.
Yep.
And it was super fun. And so that was Friday night. I think they had.
And so we didn't get to watch them.
And then by the time we got home, I had surgery Monday morning, bright and early.
Yep.
And so we didn't get to watch them until just now, today. And now,
we've been watching the Olympics the entire time. We've just been glued to it. And then we said, well, let's watch the opening ceremony.
I'm going to say this, and I guess this might be controversial to some people. I did not see the Last Supper at all. And one thing they were all complaining about, the Last Supper, and I'm like, I don't even see that as the Last Supper. It's a runway show. They're sitting
along. I have a couple thoughts on that. And one is, from an art historian point of view, right? I've taught art history classes for a very long time. It looked nothing like Da Vinci's Last Supper, just other than people were kind of on one side of a table look. But it wasn't even a table. It was a runway for a fashion show. And so I felt that. But the other thing is, I want y'all to remember Da Vinci's Last Supper is just somebody's idea of maybe what the Last Supper looked like. It's not authentic. They would have been all around the table, people. They wouldn't have been on one side. You know, as an artist, I always say, you know, it's just a really difficult subject. You got 13 people around
a table.
What are you going to do? See the backs of these guys, you know? So it's like, that's not even what it really looked like that day. So, you know, guys, it's just, you know.
But when we saw that, Kathy and I both went, that was it?
That was
what they were all mad about. Yeah. So anyway, but it's been fun to watch that. Gave us something to root for. And it was like, man, those people and their good hips.
Oh, look at them. Look at them.
Look at the way they're running. They have great hips.
How twisty. Look at them bend.
Look at Simone Biles and her
look
good
at her
hips.
Bending. Touching her toes.
Well, here is the first ghost story. It says, hello, guys. This story is a long one since I have to go back to the beginning of my life.
Oh.
I'm the oldest grandchild on my mother's side of the family. My grandma had 11 children, 9 girls and 2 boys. One of the boys, the younger of the two, passed when he was just 4 years old due to leukemia. It started when, then it's dot, dot, dot. Well, I suppose it started when I was able to remember things. I remember being terrified at 2 years old to go to Grandma and Grandpa's house. My family made frequent trips to Fresno from Sacramento and stayed with my grandparents during their visits. My grandparents lived on a farm on the outskirts of Fresno in a small house, more of a shack, and every time we visited, I would wake up crying. I remember I would see a shadow of a small being dart around the bed, and even though I slept between my parents, he still managed to get to me. I would wake up and cry, waking up my parents, and I would tell them about the little boy who kept bothering me. They didn't know what to do, but they were so used to it that my grandma made a special concoction of smelly herbs.
Mm.
I like the fact that it's like, here, let's get out these herbs. Yeah. We'll do something. And then the kid thinks you're fixing it.
Aromatherapy. Yeah.
They'd mix it with warm water and sprinkle it on the bed. Only then would I crawl into bed exhausted and sleep. I didn't realize it then, but the little shadow I saw was actually my uncle. As I grew older, I stopped seeing him. And once my sister was born, though, he would come to bother her, too. Again, we would sprinkle a smelly herb concoction on the bed, and she and I would sleep in peace. In 2012, my mom, my 2 younger sisters, and I went back for a visit. I ended up staying most of the summer, and my mom and sisters left after a week. But my mother just had to talk about her little brother. I think this is interesting. She said his name out loud, and all of her sisters shushed her. You know he comes and scares my kids. Don't say his name out loud, my youngest aunt said. My mother brushed it off and continued discussing whatever they were discussing. Isn't that interesting? That was a brother, and it's like, don't talk about him because when you do, he bothers the kids. It's like a secret or something. That's
okay,
weird.
Okay, keep reading. Yeah.
2 nights later, when we left Fresno and drove back to Sacramento, we stayed the night at my mom's cousin's house. We slept in her son's room, and they were gone on a camping trip. I don't remember having any dreams that night, but I do remember being half awake and feeling a heavy presence. I shrugged that off and fell asleep. The next morning, we all woke up, and I managed to get in the shower first. I felt a pain on my left side, but I didn't pay any attention to it. In my cousin's room, they had a huge sliding door. The closet doors are big mirrors, so my sister, mom, and I were putting makeup on since we had our own panels. By now, my hair was still wet, so I was sweating, but I could feel the pain on my side. It went from a dull pain to a sting. Finally, I pulled my shirt and bra up, and I saw 2 big scratches on my side and 1 smaller scratch below them, and I freaked out. I asked my mom and my 2 sisters who scratched me, and none of them confessed. Finally, I realized that it was my mom's little brother. I told her it was her fault by saying his name, and he came back to play with me. I didn't like it, but the fact that he missed my mom, and I made up for it. After my mom and sisters left, I returned to Fresno to stay with my grandparents, and one day, After working on their farm, I told my grandma about what had happened. I showed her the scratch marks, which were still clearly visible, and she laughed. She told me not to worry and that he was checking up on me. She said that he missed me, so he came back to play. She also said that it happened a lot when I was a baby. I would wake up and cry as though someone pinched me, and the only time I would stop crying was if they turned on the vacuum cleaner or my grandma would yell at him to leave me alone. The vacuum cleaner or that. She would say something along the lines of, "Uncle's name, you need to leave her alone." That it really does say that. It doesn't have his name. "Uncle's name, you need to leave her alone or else I'll give you a whooping. Or you better stop or you're going to get it." She also told me that when I started learning to talk, I would shout at him and tell him to leave me alone and stop making faces at me or stop pinching me, and I often got scratches from him. This didn't happen to just me, though. Most of my cousins had experiences with him as children, too. Anyway, thanks for reading the story. I'm sure it was jumbled all over the place, but this was my story. Thanks for reading it. Hope you enjoyed it, Paige. So do you think it's the uncle? Because it kind of sounds like everybody in the family's agreed that it is.
Well, yeah, at some point they did, because she jumped right to the uncle. It was like in the story when she starts talking that she was having problems, she goes, it was my uncle.
Yeah.
Like there was never any discussion elsewise. Uh-uh. So I'm assuming she was told that.
Yeah.
At some point.
And like it almost seems like it was knowledge before she even knew. Because like the grandma had the concoction. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And maybe that was just for show. And it was like, this will look like we're doing something and making it better. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's like everybody knew of the secret to the point they didn't even want to say his name. And then grandma would be like, oh, she laughed. You know, he's just messing with you. It's like, is grandma taking it seriously? Is it really the uncle? Is it somebody that's not quite, you know, that's not playful?
I have mixed feelings about it.
It's not playful.
Because he seems to be kind of mean. Like she said, pinching, and she also said that she saw his face. She'd tell him when she was little, quit looking at me or quit making a face, you know, kind of thing. She was seeing him, right? So maybe that's how she knew that it was, you know, a little boy. It's weird that he would be mean, though.
I agree.
I don't understand the meanness part of this story.
What, you know, there are kids who are kind of mean.
Kind of ornery and mean. And, you know, I suppose. I just wonder if they need to do something.
I don't know. I think it almost feels like, you know, that kid that gets away with everything and nobody's putting the rules down and that kid just gets crazier as he gets older. That's what it feels like to me.
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea of the family dynamics or anything like that. A little bit, it feels like maybe grandma's holding on and not letting him go.
It kind of makes me wonder. I agree with you on that.
You know? And how would you feel if you lost a child?
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Right? So if you thought they were even possibly close, would you? You'd hang on, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Which that's kind of what it feels like. So she's never really put her foot down about it because she doesn't want
that's
to.
That's what I'm wondering.
Because he's still around.
Yeah.
And maybe she's kind of encouraging
I wouldn't want to let him.
No. But you got to be like.
You got to be healthy.
You got to be healthy. And if you're going to be around, you got to be nice.
Yeah. You could maybe say that.
That is not okay.
Yeah.
That was an interesting story. So here is our next one.
Hi, my name is Zachariah the Witch, and I'm calling from Pasadena, California. Years ago, when I lived in Michigan, I lived in the university area of Ann Arbor, where University of Michigan is. And I had moved just outside with a new roommate who I didn't know. We met on Craigslist and had a really great roommate relationship. Something very peculiar and life-altering kind of happened to me, though. I was in my early 20s. I was about 23. I am 34 now. I don't even know my own age. And my roommate went to Costa Rica for 2 weeks. So I had a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment all to myself. And it was pretty big. And I would work late nights. I hosted a couple open mic nights and did classes and taught like tarot stuff and things I still do now. But I have never had something like this happen to me before, and it hasn't happened since. But on the third night that my roommate was gone, I came home, and of course all the lights were off, and I walked in, and it was summertime, but it felt oddly cold, and I didn't leave the AC on when I was gone. So it was a really humid and warm night that night, so I thought that was odd. None of the windows were open. And the whole time my roommate was gone for those 3 days, their bedroom door was shut and locked. And as I walked in, I turned around, I locked the door, and I was walking down the long hallway. And I just had that feeling that everybody knows and will be familiar with, that something else was there. Something was taking up space in our apartment. And as I walked down the hallway, I actually got creeped out, and I don't usually get creeped out. I'm a 6'2" guy, and I don't get intimidated very easily. But I stopped in the middle of the hallway, and I thought I heard something in the bathroom that was on the left. And both of our bedroom doors would be on the right side. So it's my door first. My roommate's door was at the end of the hall on the right. And then there's the guest bathroom on the left. And it's a narrow hallway. It's an old apartment building. So I stop. And then it sounds like somebody took a step behind me and stopped right behind me. And I just had that anxious dread feeling that if I turned around, I would be face to face with a burglar or someone who was breaking into my apartment or who had already been in there. And I froze and I couldn't speak. And then the strangest thing was that my roommate's door, I heard it click and creak open about a quarter of the way. And there was a nightlight on in my roommate's room. And I didn't really see anything because I was just so freaked out. And so all I could say out loud was, whatever you are, because I didn't know what to do. I just said, whatever you are, you need to leave my place right now. You don't belong here. And very closely to my left ear, I will never forget the sound. It hissed in my ear. And then the feeling was gone. I could breathe. I could move again. I'm even getting goosebumps telling this story. And I never experienced it ever again. I never told my roommate. And oddly enough, when my roommate came back, we didn't get along. It was very strange, change in their behavior. And they decided to either I move out or they move out. And it was just real strange change of character. But that's my ghost story. Thank you.
That is a really creepy story.
That's a good story. That's a really good ghost story.
Because it's creepy even if it was like a burglar or a serial killer in your house. You know, that feeling that somebody's right behind you is
so
distinct.
He told it so well.
That you felt it.
That you felt it. Like, yeah. I knew exactly. And like you said, you all know this feeling. And we do, right? That there's somebody right behind us. And if we turn around, our life will never be the same.
So he was living in that place before the roommate was. Obviously hadn't had anything weird happen. This roommate moves in, goes away, locks the door. So not like he would needs to get in the roommate's room anyway, but
right.
I would just shut my door.
You know? Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, but
okay. I get it. Right. They met on Craigslist. You don't know each other that well.
Yep.
But it's really strange. Like, did this guy or girl, I don't know if he said if it was he or she.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Bring in weird something weird into the house, like some yeah. weird energy or a weird attachment thing, or maybe a haunted object or
mm-hmm. Could you imagine standing in the hall and having that door open?
Hey. And then something hiss in your ear.
But once again, handled perfectly.
He did really well.
Whatever's here, you must leave.
And then hiss and it was gone. But it makes me think that whatever this is, because then the roommate comes back and the roommate...
Something's wrong.
It's like, either you move out or I move out. We're not living together anymore.
And like, why?
Yeah. And it sounds like you can hear in his voice. Like,
I don't know what happened.
So did the roommate... Is the roommate into some weird shit and has some weird...
That's what I wonder too.
I don't know, but that's
was a great story.
I mean, great, and yet I'm really sorry that happened to you because that would be so terrifying.
If it was a good story.
Here's one more. It says, my story goes like this. 2 years ago, I bought this nice little house that me and my mom share. The house is 30 years old, and the lady who I bought it from decided to sell the house and move into a home instead. I guess it move into another home instead.
Or maybe a home, assisted living.
Oh, maybe that's it. Because I thought this house was not a home. Okay, that's that.
I think maybe.
Okay, into a home. I am with you now. I never met her husband, but my realtor explained that she was a widow, but we don't know where or how her husband died. Anyway, the house is very cozy and I love it. There have been a couple of occurrences at my house. And one is that we always leave a nightlight on in the kitchen that we turn off in the morning, since one time I was alone at the house and as usual, I turned on the light and went to bed. I always shut my door room at night, and before I go to sleep, I could see the light from under my door. The funny thing is that the light was off the next morning, and I thought the light bulb broke. I went ahead and turned it on, and it worked just fine. This has never happened since. I don't know, but that was something interesting. I mean, maybe that could be paranormal or some glitchy thing or something. I don't know.
I'm going to go glitchy thing.
The most unusual thing that has happened is that one time I was mowing the lawn in my backyard, had my headphones on, listening to music. I wasn't thinking or feeling anything unusual since it was a hot day about 4 p.m. Anyway, we have a small part of the yard fenced for my dog, and I was mowing around that fence. I leaned over to the lawnmower to get the bag off or to check something, and I glanced up, trying to look at my dog, and to my incredible surprise, I saw a tall old man standing close to my dog looking in my direction. I'd only glanced, and when I tried to fix my eyes in that direction, there was nothing there anymore. The man appeared solid. I could see that he was tall. He had on brown slacks and what appeared to be a plaid shirt. I didn't feel scared at all, but something gave me the feeling that it was probably the old owner checking on the house and probably supervising the yard. Haven't had any other experiences since, and I'm not scared of the house since it has a nice vibe to it. Thank you for your time, and hopefully you guys find this interesting. That's from Laura. I'm 100% with her.
Me too.
100%. I think that's who it was. I think that's what he was doing. Yep, I think he's there to bug her. She's taking care of the house. She loves the house, and that's what he wants.
Did he just dissolve?
Well, it sounded like she looked up and saw him and then looked back again.
And he was gone.
Kind of one of those.
And this is the way it happens. And it's so vivid. You can tell me what he's wearing, you know, what he looked like. It's interesting. When something like this happens to people, they often can just tell you the most minute details about what they saw. It was so impressed on them, you know, that split second or however long it was, you say, oh, you know, and it just sticks right with you.
And, you know, he might have had a dog when he lived there, liked her dog, liked the fact that she's taking care of the house. And she says such nice things about the house.
Yeah.
You know, had a nice vibe to it, yeah, just really enjoyed the house. So I think the first thing could just be glitchy. Who knows?
And maybe he's protecting the, you know, them and the house and everything. Maybe he's just a protective spirit.
I think so too. And he wouldn't be the guy who would turn the nightlife on. The nightlight off. I think he'd
I'm
be
gonna
the
go
guy
glitch
that,
on the nightlight. Yeah, that could maybe possibly. I mean, I'm not saying absolutely not, but I'm just going to go with, okay, that was something with the light or the light bulb. It needed screwed in better or something. I don't know. But the guy, you saw a guy, right?
I think you saw the former
I think you
owner.
Saw the old guy. Yeah, I do too.
I do too. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. If you want to call it in, call 855-853-4802. If you'd rather write it in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, you could certainly sign up. There's no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the complete and massive archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.